Hello and welcome to Paul Omani speaking to you as he drives away down the hill into Cork City from Cork International Airport. It's a quarter to two on a Wednesday, and this is absolutely the first bit of quiet, unfrenetic time that I've had in the last 24 hours. It has been about the busiest work period that I can remember, and I want to tell you a bit about it in case you'd be interested. And you might telling you about it might actually even help myself. Okay, so what have I been doing? I have been interviewing people, not on Audioboo. I have been using a piece of kit, which is a top-class piece of thing. It's an Olympus Linear PCM Recorder LS10. I'm told it's a recording device which is used by audio journalists. And it's new to me, and I'm not going to tell you about how well it has worked, because that's a technical matter and I still can hardly work the thing, but I just assure you it works. It does pick up sounds well, and it was bought on eBay at a greatly reduced price than about the £300 I think that it normally costs. Anyway, that's the tool I've been using during the last 24 hours to talk to people in and around Cork, two different political constituencies, and I've been talking about things that are near and dear to the hearts of local people. So that has been fairly frenetic because it's been testing technology, testing process, testing what on earth do I need to have with me when I'm interviewing a stranger, collecting their views. Do I need to keep notes during the conversation? Is my moleskin notebook essential to have that open in front of me at the same time? Do I need to have the questions actually written down? Am I too long-winded? How are we going to control the length of the interview? Etc. etc. It's been absolutely fabulous work. This is actually a business development project. It involves collecting the views of real people in as authentic a format as possible. There isn't a single stage-managed element to it, and there's lots of ambient sound in the background. And I will actually, in future, I will share some of that material with you on a later date, but it has been too crazy to stop and do that. We now have to take the audio files off the piece of kit, put them on a laptop, test them, and we've done a little bit of this. And there'll have to be a bit of jigging around with it before we can actually put them onto the blog, because one or two will need a slight boost in the sound and stripping away background ambient noise. But it's been fairly hectic out in Mallow and also sitting in Cafe Beva in Glenmire this morning. By the way, if you have to do some work in a cafe, it is incredibly useful to have built up a rapport relationship with the cafe owner in advance, because in effect, if you are as fortunate as I was or we were this morning, the cafe owner will become part of your team and will be actually working for you. He won't consider it work, he'll consider it to be part of incredibly good customer service and good for his business. But in effect, he'll also be working for your business. Anyway, that's another story, because I do anticipate spending a lot of time in cafes over the next period of time and talking to people who the cafe owner will have introduced me to, but also to complete strangers. So I have to get really good at putting people's mind at rest, that they know who they're talking to, why the person wants to talk to them, and help people through the process of, oh God, I don't want to be recorded. I'll say anything, but just don't record it. And even more dramatic, I think, for people, of course, they hate to listen to the sound of their own voice. Most people are like that. They certainly don't want it played back to them. But also, I want to take their photograph, so the photograph can go along with the audio. And that's another skill I need to really hone and refine, which is the ability to get people through the initial resistance of, and this is especially true, I've discovered, of women, that they really want to have control of their image, quite understandably. So do a lot of corporates, understandably too. Women are terrifically keen that they portray the right image, and they don't necessarily swallow any old photograph you take of them on the iPhone. And there's an interesting slight difference we could explore on another occasion. So that's the first part. But at the same time I've been doing this, I've got a family to deal with, and I've got a motor car that isn't in the greatest of health. So it isn't that I've got only one or two things on my mind. That's only dipping into a fraction. But this is the bit I want to tell you about. I have written 9 blog posts. I think it's 9. A slight chance it was 8. Across the following topics. This is a hard one to start, but it's about sex in older life. Joining a golf club. Number 2. Number 3, social networking by older people. Number 4, the Pope's visit to the UK. John Cardinal Newman, Henry Mandela, Dalai Lama and Warren Buffett thrown in at the same time. There are other things I've written about because I am driving the car and I can't remember the topics now. The whole how we think about aging, and a new way of thinking which takes the emphasis away from chronological age. And I'm about to go and write a quick blog post about the way parents and grandparents of young people either in employment or out of unemployment, how much they care about the plight and the predicament that their younger people in society are facing nowadays. So the main thing I want to say is that I've been working my ass off across a wide range of things to do with older people, senior citizens, and that's been work for another client who I'm working with, and I've already mentioned that business technical name is called OnlineSeniorCitizen.com. And I've been working on its blog. So that's it. That is just to tell you that I finally had a chance to draw breath. I've now see right in front of me exit to Mahon, exit to Black Rock, exit to Mahon Point. And I am driving back to write another blog post. And that's why I've been relatively silent on Twitter during the last 24 hours. Just to remind everybody, I have missed all the conversations that have taken place about the Prime Minister, the Taoiseach, the tribal leader in Ireland of Fianna Fáil, and the Irish government. I have missed all comments about him, and I'm not the right person to ask, what do you think about the sound of Brian Cowan's voice? But I am aware that there's been an absolutely huge amount of talk on Twitter. So in a year's time in 20 years' time when another person listens to this audio boo, this is the morning after the storm about the sound of the Taoiseach of Ireland's voice. So you can locate it in that space. And just before I enter underneath the tunnel on the river in Cork, I bid you cheerio and thanks ever so much for listening to me, and do listen to other people as well on Audio Boo. There are some super people who I love following. All the best, Top Gold. All the best, Peter Donegan. All the best, Queen of Pots. And forgive me, anybody else who didn't immediately pop into my head. Bye-bye.